Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 145. Keep your local hiking trails open. What you need to know.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, crawl, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. I'm here to help you find new motivation to be fit, to make working out less like work and more like fun. If you need a fitness partner to inspire you and help you find the fun in fitness, I'm here for you. All of my contact information can be found at outsidehealthandfitness.com. Reach out and let's get started. As an outdoor athlete and adventurer, you count on having trails and access to wild places. But this access isn't a right, it's a privilege. It's something many landowners graciously provide and something that can be taken away or restricted as well. If you've ever headed out to your favorite trail only to find a new sign that says something like, "Private, keep out," you know the disappointment and sadness that comes from losing access. Your favorite trail is gone forever. If you're a hiker, mountain biker, trail runner, or anyone who enjoys exploring and using trails, you're going to want to listen to today's show, because today you'll discover simple ways you can help maintain access to the trails and wild places you love, how to help pass on good trail habits to kids and friends who are new to outdoor adventure, and simple ways to share the trail and enjoy your next wilderness adventure.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So like I said a moment ago, trail access is a privilege, it's not a right, and many trails exist due to the generosity of landowners. So why do landowners close trails? Well, you know, trails can be closed for many reasons. Sometimes it's to protect the area from erosion. Sometimes an animal like a bear has been seen in the area and the trail's closed to protect you and the animal. But many times trails are closed or access is restricted due to the careless actions of others. And it's not just small little trails either. Sometimes major trail systems cross private land where owners have been nice enough to allow the public access. Recently, a 1.6-mile section of the 300-mile Superior Hiking Trail in Duluth, Minnesota, was closed by a landowner.
Randy Bowe owns 380 acres of land between two very popular state parks, Gooseberry Falls and Split Rock Lighthouse. He granted permission for a 1.6-mile section of trail to cut through his property. But as the trail has gotten more popular, he says problems with hikers have increased.
Numerous times I've found basically smoldering campfires, left by people, which in a dry spring like this could be a problem.
He says hikers have berated him for driving an all-terrain vehicle.
Yeah, I've had people, cuss me out, my daughter and I riding our ATVs on our existing trails on our property.
And the last straw, he says, was last fall when hikers harassed a friend he had invited to hunt.
He encountered three male hikers who pretty much read him the riot act, called him every name in the book, followed him to his stand and stood around his stand for almost an hour howling like wolves.
So beginning Friday, hikers will no longer be allowed to hike through his property.
My family and I spent many a sleepless night trying to figure out what to try to do and rectify these problems. Now it got to the point where, unfortunately, it's a few people that ruined it for everybody.
So other major trail systems, including the Appalachian Trail, are encountering similar issues. Park leaders at Baxter State Park here in Maine, where many thru-hikers complete their adventure on the AT, are concerned about an increase in littering, alcohol, and drug use within the park. In response to additional steps that can be taken to resolve issues, Claire Polfis, Maine Conservation Resources Manager, said that hiker education is the biggest thing. So who should do all this educating? Well, you and me. Whenever you have the opportunity to introduce outside adventure to children or a friend, it's important to share what you've learned about respecting wild places and proper trail etiquette. Here are some good practices to keep in mind and share with others. One, don't leave it as it was, leave it better than it was. You know, I was really fortunate to interview Jeremy Litchfield from the Maine Trash Runners on the show. And you can hear that interview at outsidehealthandfitness.com/093. One thing that Jeremy said that really stuck with me was, don't just leave it as it was, leave it better than it was. You know, carry out what you carry in is a great rule, but an even better one is carry out more than you carry in. Look for trash while you're out and pick it up if you find it. You know, do more than your part to keep your favorite trail and area clean. And number two is respect all posted areas. If it says no trespassing, respect the wishes of the landowner. Even if you've used the trail before, things change. You know, owners change, and they have every right to open and close their land to the public. I've seen landowners who close their land, reopen it later. But if people are sneaking on and not respecting the property, they're a lot less likely to do that. Number three, organize. You know, an organized effort can go a long way. We've got some really impressive snowmobile and ATV clubs around our area. And when clubs work to include landowners, undertake projects that improve trails, that protect areas, owners take notice. Joining a club or starting one in your own area can help establish and maintain good, strong relationships with your landowners. And speaking of landowners, number four is thank landowners. If you know who owns the land or the trail that you use, why not send them a thank you card? Or better yet, stop by and say thank you in person. I'll bet many of them have never been thanked for opening up their land, and you'll make somebody's day. In fact, you'll feel great about it too. Number five, volunteer. If there are opportunities to lend a hand and do some trail maintenance, go for it. It's a great way to improve your favorite trail and spend some active time outside. Number six, set an example. Teach your kids and set an example for new hikers, trail runners, or others who are just discovering wilderness adventure. Help them understand, like you do, how important it is to respect trails and wild places. And number seven, practice proper trail etiquette. When you're on the trail, be respectful of others, the trail, and wildlife. Following simple rules like staying on the trail, hiking in single file, and minimizing your impact can help preserve the trail itself. And here are some good rules for sharing the trail with others from Only the Lightest.
Stay to the right of others when you are passing in opposite directions. Pass other hikers on the left when going the same direction. If they don't see you, it's good to say something like, "On your left." Make sure they know it's a courtesy, not an order to get out of the way. Hike in small groups. Many people suggest groups of six or less. Hikers yield to horses on the downhill side of the trail. Horses will tend to bolt uphill when spooked. You look more threatening uphill. Remain quiet. Horses and other pack animals are nervous by nature, and some are more nervous than others. Stay far enough to be clear of their hoofs and any kicks. Horses with a ribbon on their tail are kickers. On trails shared with bikes, bikers yield to hikers, and be careful of your speed. A general rule in hiking is uphill has the right of way. Since hiking uphill requires more energy, it's polite to give way to the person going uphill.
So keeping trails open and maintaining access to wild places is important to ensure our kids and their kids have the same opportunities to find adventure and appreciate the outdoors like we do. Remember, one, don't leave it as it was, leave it better than it was. Two, respect all posted areas. Three, organize. Four, thank landowners. Five, volunteer. Six, set an example. And seven, practice proper trail etiquette. By doing your part in respectfully teaching and setting an example for others, you can help maintain access to wild places. I hope you got some value from the show today and discovered some ideas for helping to maintain access to your favorite trails. I want to welcome a few new members who joined Outside Health and Fitness this week. Hello, Yamik F. and GRG Alex. It's great to have you on board. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/145. You get links to everything that we talked about on the show today and your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. It's a perfect way to stay in shape for your next outdoor adventure. Visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/145. I'm Steve Stearns. Thanks again for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.